When is the last time y'all went into an American Girl doll store?
Ha, recent.
Maybe 11 years old, maybe.
Nah,
Describe
amateur. Get with the program, Maddie. If you're not
that.
going, you live in the town. If you're not visiting that every Saturday, then what are you
Oh,
doing?
true, you're near one.
We have to go out of our way. We go on road trips for this. Welcome to yet another, well, not another Year Unhinged. It's really the only one.
Whoa.
This, God, that would be.
This will not surpass a single year.
No,
Spoiler alert.
probably not. Probably not. Our friend Nadine is here with us today.
Hello.
I have known Nadine for what, like 10 years now?
Oh, minimum, at least 10 years.
Yeah, at least. Like, we were friends, well, kind of just ran in the same circles in theater in high school, but then just reconnected and we're friends now. And then we both discovered that we are both obsessed with American Girl dolls and their stories.
In our mid-20s, I might say. We met when we were, what, 12, 13?
Yeah.
And in our mid-20s, we were like, oh, you love dolls too?
What? We have grown-up money we can spend on this now.
You only found out when you realized we both have 49 dolls?
Wow. Today, we just kind of wanted to talk about that because, you know, it's a normal hobby to have when you are a fully grown adult person.
Of
Hello, my
course.
name is Nadine, and this is my audition tape for My Strange Addiction.
How I kind of got into it, there was like an American Girl book club when I was like, I don't know, 5 or 6, give or take, maybe a little older. I don't know. I think it was before my sister Brittany was born, but I'm not entirely sure. And I was obsessed with the books, obsessed with the stories, because I love historical fiction. It's great. It's fantastic. And it's those stories were like, they hit hard. Like, dude, I'm sure we'll touch on this at some point, but like some of those stories, they did not pull punches at all. Like, there's one of them, like her friend died on the boat immigrating to America with her. So I mean, it's hardcore stuff, but honestly, just fantastic. I always was super interested in these stories, but the dolls, for anyone who does not know, they're like $100, I think, per doll, which they're incredibly well made, but they are like a little out of a lot of price ranges. So I never got one when I was little, but that's what led me to rehabilitating old broken dolls in my 20s. Because see, it's not weird if it's an art project, you see. Like if I'm rehabilitating them, it's not, you know what? It's not weird regardless. Let people enjoy things.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm defensive.
And you know what? If it is weird, who cares? Be weird.
It's a fun time. Sorry,
That's not the worst thing in the world. Be a little weird.
after I just stomped all over it, would you like to How did you get into the doll world, as it were? Like how 'cause I know you liked them as a kid as well. So what's your thing, Nadine?
What's your experience with the doll community?
Yes.
With the doll, I entered the doll community when I was in elementary school. I think second grade, in 2004. My school library had a bunch of American Girl doll books, and I just randomly picked them up and just got into the stories. They were so good, and then I'm like, oh, there's merchandise on this. There are American Girl dolls, and it's a huge thing. And like Brianna said, they're $100, and they're still $100. Goodness, almost, 10, 15 years, 20 years later. I don't know, in this economy, I don't know how they've stayed the same price, but they have. But yeah, that's how I got into it. I got two dolls over the course of my childhood. Those are like, big Christmas gifts. And that's my story. I remember I read all of them, as many as I could. I got through them all, had my favorites. Felicity was my favorite. And then I learned, I think in third, fourth grade, that there was an American Girl doll club that met every Saturday downtown at the public library. And so I would go. And there were opportunities to each meeting was based on one specific doll. We learned their stories, we did crafts that pertained to their time period, and even baked goodies that they would enjoy. And when it was our time to do Felicity, when she was our girl, I was in charge, and I went to the Halloween store and bought an Elizabeth Swann costume because it was period appropriate, dressed up as Felicity, and gave a presentation on fashion from the colonial period in America. That's my story.
Okay, I don't want to derail this. Was this in Mineola?
No, this was in Tyler. Was there one in Mineola?
Okay, I was in the Mineola version of that. I'm like, if we were in the same thing for that long, that's wild.
Stop. Okay, cool. Okay, yes, and to you, what is... Tell us about your experience.
Oh, it's not... I'm just here to listen. We read them in my house a lot, and it was literally like my mom was friends with the mom who ran the Mineola version. And so for us, it was just like, ooh, cool, we make crafts. Like, my brain wasn't like... super into the doll part of it. We also pretty much like had to get hand-me-down dolls from those people. Yep. And, you know, so for me, it was just like the gateway into going to play fun historical games and, and stuff like that. Felicity, I remember Addie being one of my favorites. I've heard some people say they feel it's problematic now and some people don't, I guess, because it's the only slave one or something. I don't know.
Mm.
But anyway, she was one of my favorites back then. And I just remember there was always like the one that everybody wanted. Like everybody had their one that they just felt like they could never get or whatever. And I loved Kirsten.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was
the one with the tragic backstory.
Yeah, of course. Of course. It's me we're talking about.
The one in Mineola, did that meet at somebody's house?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That was just also the public library, so that's why I was like,
Good old public library.
Yeah. It's always fun, yeah. But no, I probably should have said this at the beginning, but it didn't even occur to me that there might be people out there who have no idea what the American Girl series is about. It's basically, they are dolls that are, the historical collection is the one that I feel like we're the more fans of, because they have newer doll lines that are for like today and so forth and so forth today and so forth. But the historical, like, there was something about that was so entertaining. But they had books and dolls, obviously. I think we've already said that, but I just wanted to state it again in case there was any question at all. And it was made by the Pleasant Company, which I did not realize Pleasant Roland, the person who made that, was a lady. I don't know why. I just assumed Pleasant was a man.
You,
because I'm like,
sexist pig.
I thought the doctor was a man. But the name Pleasant, I've heard Pleasance as like a lady, like an old lady name, but I've never heard Pleasant. And so I'm like, well, if it's got a T, that sounds more like a man's name to me.
Is that how it's done? If it ends in a T, it's a man?
Yeah, surprise. I didn't, just in case you're wondering.
So if you're Briannot, then
yeah, surprise.
That's masculinizes a bunch of names. Nadint? I don't know how to do that.
Nadint?
Yeah, don't you know if you just add like an A-N-A at the end of something, it becomes like a feminine name, and if you add a T at the end, it becomes a male name, obviously. That's how that works.
Okay, interesting.
But no,
anyway,
I just gotta
American
say.
Girls.
Yeah. I what can I say? I love the historical aspect of it, obviously. And then, I don't know, I really like rehabbing them, because kids are rough on their dolls, man. Mm-hmm. I've got an Addie out there who lost her hand and part of her other, or I think one of her feet, to I assume is an evil Chihuahua accident. Like...
Oh my god.
We have one that was drug through brambles or something and has like some like thorns still, well, I removed the thorns, but when we got her in, it was like thorns still stuck in the cloth body, and I'm like, I'm so sorry that they abused you this way. But at the same time, that just means that the kid had a good time. And so, you know what? That's all that really matters.
Yeah.
And that I can repair it and sell it on the internet for money, maybe.
Nadine, do you also like fix and repair them, or it's just like a fun...
Yeah, like for me, I've been watching Brianna while we watch reality TV shows and order on Uber Eats.
Yeah.
That has been my my time with them. No, it's been I've never refurbished it all. I've combed out, helped Brianna comb out hair. And,
I was gonna say you nailed that a few times, because there were some of them I was like, it's a mess. Here you go. Have fun.
Thank.
You're like the refurbishing assistant.
Exactly. And it's just for fun. I haven't gotten into it on my own, although I will say Brianna has created quite a reputation as far as being a refurbisher, because I was fixing an old snow globe that had broken. It was a Barbie snow globe, and I fixed it up. I learned how to do all of it, and my dad walked in on me, you know, cleaning up the snow globe, and he goes, "How much time have you been spending with Brianna? Are y'all like toy refurbishers now? I haven't told you that."
Yes. Yes, we are. 110%. So we have a new business. It is fixing toys that have been broken.
But what about you? You said you had, like, you were able to get dolls in your childhood. Did you, like, have, like, a favorite doll? Did you have, like, a favorite story that you enjoyed?
Yeah, my favorite story was Felicity. I don't remember the guy's name now, but the guy in that, I was like, I want to be him when I grow up.
Benjamin the Apprentice.
That'd make me so cool if I got shot. I was like, I want to become Benjamin. And the idea also of like, I want to sneak out at night and feed a horse. That sounds amazing. So I loved Felicity.
Horse girls.
Yeah. Yes. The sneaking out at night team also. Yes.
I'll rescue that horse from Jiggy Nye.
From Jiggy Nye.
What a name. What,
oh my god.
A
we should have done
name.
That one in the name assumptions.
Oh yeah. We could still do that. Just go through all the
missed
names.
Opportunity.
No. Agreed. And Benjamin, so I had the biggest crush on Benjamin when I was a kid, watching the Shailene Woodley Felicity American Girl doll movie.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Which we recently revisited, and honestly, it still holds up. Like, I was shocked that they managed to fit the entire storyline into one movie, but they do that. Yeah, all the books into one movie, and I was like, interesting. It was literally like watching a bunch of little episodes of a TV show because of how they strung it together. There was no overlapping. It was literally, we're taking it book by book by book.
I have to rewatch it, because I know we went like with the American Girl Club, or like had a sleepover and watched it or something. I just remember being on the floor, like in a beanbag, watching it. But it's been that long. I just remember that might be my first experience with gender envy, actually. I was like, that guy, yes.
I want to run through a forest and injure my leg, and then I can't go to the war because I tripped on a branch.
Yeah, me and Mackenzie, my sibling, would play Felicity, and we would argue about who got to pretend to be him. So funny.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how dare she steal a man's breeches in this economy? When breeches had to be made by hand? That actually, it's actually way worse when you put it that way, come to think of it.
It was his Sunday breeches that she stole, by the way. Mm. Not just his day-to-day, she stole his Sunday breeches to ride Penny.
Mm-mm. Can you imagine?
Banking on having those for years to come.
Yeah. For at least another year. Can you imagine him showing up on Sunday, like she didn't clean them or anything, and so there's just a giant mud spot on his knee, and then all the people are like, how dare you, sir, be in this, the Lord's house, in those filthy breeches? It could have gone real bad real fast. Mm-hmm. They were all about reputation back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. Absolutely wild. Trying to think of what else to say about
it. So, Maddie, were you homeschooled by chance? Did you go to public school?
Okay. Yeah, homeschooled.
Okay,
yeah.
So you were reading them really, like, in public school, we had to read, like, a certain amount of books by a certain amount of time period. So I was,
you
like, American
school?
Yeah, I was in public school for a majority of my life, and then I went into homeschool for a year in middle school, and then a weird co-op-y private school for high school. But anyways, but I had to read books, so I thought, well, these look good, so I picked up the American Girl dolls. But for you, like, for both of you, I guess, it was really, like, recreational. It was just for fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah,
I
remember for some, gosh, that was really stupid. We used to do, like, a reading contest over the summer with some group. I don't know. And why that wasn't a part of it, I don't know. But it was like, yeah, I read these for fun and didn't count them. That's so weird. Anyway, just realizing we were dumb.
That's hilarious. Love that.
I feel like my mom probably used those as some sort of curriculum, or she managed to like weave it in somehow. Mm-hmm. My parents would do that sometimes, where they would like whatever book I was reading, if it was like historical, I would basically have to either write a paper on it or recount the whole thing. So they're like, oh, you're learning. Yay. Here's a credit.
I know they did that a lot with, did you guys do My Story Hour
growing up?
No. Okay. They were, it was back when they were on tape, like they were physically tapes. And so it was this huge book of just a ton of tapes, and it would just be about a different historical figure every single tape. So it'd be like Florence Nightingale was one, and then, you know, it's just Marie Curie, all these people. And so you would get like each giant case was like a certain time period. And so we years and years, we would fall asleep to them. We'd be like, we want the one about, you know, whatever, this guy. But they were great because I feel like in terms of, like, learning about history, because they had, like, their full amount of time to just do one person, you also kind of got, like, the history of their day-to-day lives, not just, like, this is the guy who invented that. So that was cool, because we heard a lot about, like, more diverse people and, like, women and stuff like that, because it was about their entire life and not just, like, the thing that they made. But anyway, it was cool. That's a side jaunt. But it's really weird they didn't think to do that with American Girls. I think maybe my mom was, like viewed them as fictional because she didn't like read them and pay attention. So I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a very historically accurate, like at the end of every book, and there were even books dedicated, American Girl books dedicated to the time period, they would go through the entire story. And it's like, this part of the story was based on this phenomenon that was happening at the time. And this is why the phenomenon was happening. And I mean, it was thoroughly researched, and it made me enjoy historical fiction.
I forgot about all the supplemental books and things. It was like, you know, so-and-so's were like Felicity's World, for example.
Yes, thank you, that's what it was called.
And there are these big like hardback flat books had like all this, you know, information in it that was like, hey, here's some explanations for things in case there was any curiosity. And it just, yeah, that is cool. I'm kind of bummed that they aren't really doing a whole lot of historical, I guess, characters anymore, because I mean, obviously they have to kind of go where the money leads them, which is to modern day. Because, you know, I guess maybe, I don't want to say kids these days don't like the history, because I highly doubt that, but I definitely think they see the wider audience and they kind of have to kind of go to that. But yeah, it is very interesting to me to compare and contrast the I guess the modern dolls with the historical fiction ones, because it's like, oh no, I am not going to be able to go to the dance. Or what if I don't make the gymnastics competition? And then it's like, what if I die of cholera?
I was going to ask. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I remember like when Kit on that, Kit is like the last one I was interested in. Like that was as modern as I cared about. And everything else just felt like, gosh,
the Great Depression.
I mean, this is definitely the touch of the tism talking. but I was just like, I don't even care when the people in my life talk about this. Why would I spend my free time giving a crap if you make it to the dance? I don't care. Oh, man. But yeah.
Kit almost got hit by a train, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She was like the last one that I found cool. Like anything beyond her, like that was like the most modern. I was like, yeah, I can do this one.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask y'all, what is the most traumatizing American Girl doll story you read? Which one really got your goat?
That's a good question. Because I think all of them affected me in one way or another. I gotta say, the one that sticks out in my mind very clearly, and it's probably because we live in the South, and this was set in the South, and my parents were constantly like, watch out for snakes all the time, they could be anywhere, was Josefina's story.
Oh my gosh.
Where she, basically, she saved a baby lamb. Like, it literally was in, like, sat down in front of a rattlesnake ready to strike, and they like, did a, like, a color artwork of it. And that is just burned into my memory. I can't remember. Did somebody get bit and they had to, like, take her to the, I can't remember what happened. I vaguely remember. And that's, isn't that weird? Like, someone in the story got actually bit by a snake, and I'm just like, oh, but the animal, that's more important. That's what's going to stick with me.
Somebody did get bitten in that.
My memory, and I have a very strong memory about some stories and weaker ones on others, but with Josefina, I thought it was, like, her aunt or someone she knew was bitten previously, and so she knew the risks, like how bad the bite would be, but she herself did not get bit? Mm-hmm. Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense. Hold on, I'm pulling it up because now I gotta know. I'm
trying to remember, it's been so long. What was Kaya?
Yes, Kaya.
Trail of Tears. Was that what that one was about?
I read the first two books on her, and I did not get to read the rest. My library did not carry them. Okay. So that is a good question.
I can't remember either. Let me look it up. I was trying to... Because I remember around that same period reading one that was about the Underground Railroad, and one... Yes. Okay, that was Addie?
Addie escaped to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it her that they, like, wrote a thing where she was picking worms off of the thing and she had to eat them? She was, like, forced to eat them? Okay, that's one of the most... If the Trail of Tears one is Kaya, then I think that was number one. But the other one also, I was like, holy cow, I remember that so clearly because it was so messed up.
No, thank you. That was mine. Like, that, I was in second grade reading it, and her father was sold to another plantation. Mm. And so she was watching her father being carried away on a horse and buggy, and she ran after him, and her master whipped her. And it very graphically described what it felt like to be whipped. Mm-hmm. And I was 8 years old reading this. We hadn't even learned what slavery was yet in school. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, she was picking, and her master came over and got worms and forced them into her mouth and made her eat them. Mm-hmm. And I, like, put my head down and started crying. And my teacher came up to me, and she was like, are you okay? So, yes.
With Addie, I think if I'm remembering right that Kaya was Trail of Tears, I just specifically remember whatever book this was, them talking about how, like, they would walk and it was so cold that when their feet came up, their footprints were blood.
Mm.
And oh my God. So that, I was like, those two really stuck with me because I was just like, people just treated people like this?
Yeah.
But it's so good, and I, like you were saying, Brie, I loved that they went that hard on things, because, like, to this day, anytime I'll, like, go on a historical little trip or anything like that, I have those things in the back of my mind, and I just think learning the heavy stuff like that super early on just makes you a more empathetic person.
No, agreed. And what's amazing is, like, you're not just hearing a group of people went through this horrific event. Instead, you read about this very personable story and the stakes are instantly raised. You become so concerned about this young girl that's just like you, that's your age when you're reading them. And yeah, like you said, it really, I think, helps teach children empathy, and they're just such a, it's a good thing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's very solid. And I think it does a really good job of introducing kids to topics and historical situations that they might otherwise not know anything about. For example, like, you know, you hadn't even learned about slavery yet, but, you know, that was a good way to really drive home the, you know, how horrible it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Trail of Tears. It says that it was set in a time and place that is not technically part of America yet. Some European contact had been made at the Pacific Northwest, but it was still unclaimed by any European nation at the time of her story. So.
Okay, so it must have been a different book in that same little period of what I was reading.
Mm.
Okay. Then my answer's Addie. The end.
Yeah, no, that was... I had questions for my teacher after I read that book.
Yeah, no kidding. Did I already answer? I thought it was Josefina because, again, snakes. Snakes are everywhere. You never know where there might be a snake lurking in the darkness, but...
Were you able to find if a person gets bit in that?
I was not. I could have swore that I'm pretty sure I have the book out there because as I've been collecting the dolls to repair and resell, sometimes they come in lots and it contains all the books as well.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty sure I have it out there, but I gotta know. I could have swore that her friend Mariana got bit.
Wait. So Kaya and Felicity were alive at the same time.
Huh. Oh, cool.
I just realized that, because obviously Felicity is a colonial doll, She was set in the 1770s. Kaya is set in 1760. So they are, like, roughly 10 years apart.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay.
What if they... crossover... Sorry.
The crossover episode. Dude, there are so many, like, fan headcanon theories about, like, who could be either related to somebody or whatever. And it's just... It is okay, perfection, wait. And I love it.
Should we do for part of the episode or another episode, you guys pulling up the Reddit threads on this?
Maybe.
Where we went, I'm sorry.
Like, oh, pulling up the Reddit threads on all those theories and we can talk about them?
Sure. I'd be up with for that. But I have to know about her friend. I could have swore that Mariana got bit by a snake or something.
Oh, it'd be so funny if somebody did one of those, you know, when TikTokers will be like, my friends and their problems.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so funny to do one for the American girls and go through, like, 8 really heavy ones and then just end on one of the dumb little, like, modern ones.
Yeah. I think they have been slowly trying to introduce more real stakes to things. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, I haven't read any of the new ones because I just haven't.
Do you think they're going to have a COVID doll?
It might be a little soon to do it now, but yeah. I definitely think down the line they have to, right?
Do you think that, you know, by your third or fourth child, you'll be buying them the
third
COVID
or fourth
American girl? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, since I'm having 3 or 4 now.
Yeah, of course. Maybe the 5th or 6th. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for speaking that into existence.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But yes, by my 9th or 12th child, well, they will definitely I would, it's like, I don't know, COVID Karen or something. I don't know.
Oh, Karen's God. Tail. No.
That would just be not good, but yeah. Also... I kind of want to see it, I'm not going to lie. Hold on. I'm pulling up the Wikipedia article about her friend. It's got to be on here. I mean, I could have 100% dreamed it, but at the same time,
We just all dreamed it collectively.
Well, yeah. they made a paste of, like, herbs. I remember that very distinctly, to, like, draw the venom out.
Mm-hmm.
So either I am making this up off the top of my head. I'm going to go read those books tonight, and I will follow up at some point and let you know.
So yeah, each doll for a long time, I don't know if it's the same anymore, but they had, like, it was like 7 books, and they all were the same topic just for these different girls. Like, it was, you know, meet Samantha, Samantha saves the day, Samantha makes a friend, happy birthday, Samantha. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, it was the same title for each book, just insert the character's name, and whatever adventure they go on.
So, I don't mean to be pedantic, but it was 6 books.
6 books. Thank you. No, thank you for being pedantic. So, Josefina Saves the Day? Would that be the book to look in?
It might be, because the one it kept routing me to was Happy Birthday, Josefina, and I was like, that is incorrect. That can't be the correct one. Yeah. What does she save the day? What is the story of her saving the day exactly? Also, they've changed the artwork on the cover. That does not look correct.
Things change.
I don't like it. They stay the same or not at all.
So I do have a question for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
The stakes of the stories tend to become less and less severe as the time period progresses forward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think this, it's more of a question. Do you think that possibly reflects the time period themselves? Like, it's an American girl, so do you think that's, like, reflective of, like, a nation progressing?
Hmm.
Like, there are fewer problems, there are fewer stakes?
Interesting. It's a very interesting theory, for sure. I mean, I don't know if I can really speak on that just from my own... I hesitate to say this because I know people make fun of it, but in all seriousness, like, my point of privilege as it is. I mean, possibly. There's definitely... we go through ebbs and flows of times being incredibly difficult and kind of chill a little bit. Mm-hmm. From just looking over the course of history, so I don't know. That's a really good question. I feel like I'm just running my mouth right now.
No, you're good. What do you think, Maddie?
Yeah, I mean, I would say yeah. Yes and no. I think like to a certain degree, I think it represents that the problem they opened with changed or went away. But like I too I'm trying not to go off on an entire rant.
This
Because it'd
could
be
go many
long.
different ways.
Yeah, like for a lot of white stories, it's kind of like, yeah, like this war that was our fault happened, and like we have a bunch of trauma from it, even though it was our fault. And then,
It
and then
is the
it's like, oh, but
consequences of
now
my
it's
own
over. And
actions.
so now we're okay again because the thing we started is now over, And like, I think with others, other like BIPOC stories, it's kind of like, because I don't know whose perspective it's told from, I don't know who they asked to write them. I don't, you know what I mean? I think it's possible that like, yeah, that severe threat that these stories opened with went away, but like now there's microaggressions. And they're not talking about those because maybe the writer doesn't know because they might not live that experience. So you know what I'm saying? Like, yes
Agreed.
and no, but I also think it's a cool depiction of growing up a little bit. Like, I think it's progressively less like life was happening to them because as they got older, they could actually like grow and make choices, I guess. I don't know. What do you think, Nadine?
I'm honestly don't know, and because I have such a limited experience on so many things, I am very hesitant to answer because like I can't be like, yes, everyone is fine now. Like, no one deals with problems today, because obviously that's not true. But I do think it's interesting because I think back to, like, my favorite character, Felicity. A big problem she faced is she wanted to fight in the war and she couldn't. She was a woman. She could never do that. She longed to go to university and she couldn't do that. But then you had Julie, who was placed in the 1970s, and her biggest adversity, and it was a problem, was that she wasn't allowed to play basketball at her school because she was a girl. Like, so it's just, I guess, a different set of issues. And I don't want to say not playing basketball is lesser because that is crappy, I guess. But I guess, I mean, I'm y'all see where I'm going with this.
Yeah, for sure. I just found that there's an American Girl podcast that reviews the books, and honestly, choice. I love that.
What do you think the odds are that we can have them on?
Yeah, be like, hey, you want to just talk about our shared interests while Maddie moderates?
I could pull up goofy questions.
There you
Yes.
go. I was actually gonna. Yeah, so it looks like it is in fact Happy Birthday, Josefina, where the snake thing happens.
Interesting.
According to that podcast, their title is involves a snake, so I'm like, aha, so that's the episode, that's the one with the snake. I will figure this out.
More like unhappy birthday. It's a
Yeah.
terrible birthday.
Happy birthday, I got you a rattlesnake for the goat that you don't like.
When is the last time y'all went into an American Girl doll store?
Ha, recent.
I maybe 11 years old, maybe.
Nah,
Describe that.
amateur. Get with the program, Maddie. If you're not going, you live in the town. If you're not visiting that every Saturday, then what are you
Oh,
doing?
true, you're near one. We have to go out of our way. We go on road trips for this. We can all pack up, go to the store, and then spend 3 hours there, like I almost did last time. It was actually probably only more like an hour, but it was literally Brittany and I. Because my sister is also involved with the doll repairing and the doll collecting and the dolls. And we literally just led my mom around the store explaining all of everything to
Oh, how
You
about you,
see, with
Nadine?
this one, 2 weeks ago.
Oh no. Okay, did either of you leave empty-handed?
No.
No, yeah, no, she didn't. I did not buy anything. I went to the American Girl Doll Bistro with one of my dear friends. I've never been. It was kind of
Aw.
like fulfilling a childhood dream because that's the
Yeah.
purpose of being an adult, is fulfilling childhood dreams.
I love
And
that. That's great, yeah.
when you have adult money, so we went out and it was a bunch of little girls, most of them doing birthday parties, and we had a it was a solid burger, solid,
Really?
appetizers,
Okay.
milkshakes. Like, it was a good, I enjoyed the bistro. And you get to select a doll that you would like to dine with, and I picked Rebecca.
Very nice. See,
Oh, I didn't
I
know that.
love
That's
that.
cool.
I love that the being an adult is all about, like, being able to fulfill childhood dreams. So you know
yeah.
what? I was a little defensive at the start of this episode because I just automatically assumed that people are going to be like, adults who like dolls, well, that's dumb. But then, you know, people collect action figures all the time, so...
Do you think, especially Brie as the obsessive repairer of, but either one of you, do you think if you have, Brie, your 12 children, of course...
Of course.
Will it be hard to watch them play with dolls? Like, are you just going to be, like, so stressed about how rough they're going to be on these dolls?
So, I think, for me, I might do something that my mom did with a couple of dolls that she got me and got a duplicate to keep as, like a keepsake to put on, because my mom has some, has, like, a little doll shelf, too, that, we moved and she hasn't reset it up, but, like, she was more into, like, the Barbies and stuff, but, she made a horrible mistake and let me play with some of her it was Wizard of Oz dolls that she had gotten like forever ago, and I took Toto and put him in my pocket and lost him.
Oh.
So I think it might be one of those things where if it's like, I don't know, I'll have my dolls and the kids can have their dolls, and I will just have to go, this is what they are meant for.
Yeah.
This is their entire purpose in this world, is to be played with by children, so it's okay. Although, actually, they also can be art pieces, so, you know. explain... Oh, I was going to...
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
no. Good. For the... Because we went in at Christmas time and took my mom around the store and whatnot, and she got fixated on a couple little sets of Christmas pajamas.
Oh.
And so she was like, I will be right back. And then like scurried over to the register before we could even like try to stop her. And then came over and she's like, I got this for you too. They're matching pajamas for your matching dolls. And I'm like, thanks. And so, yeah, we have these cute little matching Christmas pajamas.
That's so funny. You should send out Christmas cards in them, like under a tree.
Yep. That is a great
especially
idea.
Especially with no context and like try to make it creepy though.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And then but just play it completely straight. Like this is a normal thing. Like this is completely to be expected.
Child.
Yes, of course.
Gaslit your guest list or your friends list.
Oh, you mean Samantha? No, I adopted her like recently. No, like long
parents
time
died
ago.
In a boating accident.
Oh no.
That's true though. I forgot about that. Samantha was in fact an orphan.
She was adopted by her grandmother.
Yeah.
A wealthy grandmother, they point out.
Yeah. She of course had honestly, out of all the historical dolls, I feel like she probably had they had to kill her parents to make it like to make it okay that she had all of this like
dripped in wealth.
Yeah, just absurd wealth. I feel like it's fine, but you know, you give some, you take some, and what we're gonna take is your parents away. So,
oh gosh,
how do you think the American girls would feel if they were all in the same room? Do you think they
confused.
Would like each other? Do we have people on opposing sides of history?
That is such a good question. Ooh. I love that. That I want to write like a story on this.
Yeah, I would be interested.
Thank
in that.
You.
Oh my gosh. What do you think? I'll think of an answer, but I want to hear what you think, Maddie.
See, I don't know, because you guys have more of the knowledge of like, oh, this person was this year and, you know, they could have been alive at the same time. I don't have that information, but like...
I feel like, so, just as a little side
tangent. Someone like Addie might be pretty annoyed with someone as like well off as Samantha, you know, like knowing how Samantha got rich or, you know, like I'm wondering what those conversations would be.
I feel, so I think... Because, so there's another doll that, her name's Melody, and she's set in the, like, the time of, like, the Civil Rights Movement.
Oh, never mind.
And,
Oh, wait, no, sorry, I heard Civil War, but you said Civil Rights, anyway, sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, but I think that could be very interesting to see that conversation.
Yeah.
But then, they actually had a couple of dolls that were set in the same time period. They were sold as, like, a friend, not a set, they were sold individually, but... One was Cecile and Marie Grace. I'm trying to remember what time period it was, but it was in New Orleans, and it was like a time of unrest. And Marie Grace was is white, and Cecile is black, and it was very interesting. Like I want to reread those stories because I haven't actually read them, but From what I understand, the stories themselves were received pretty well, but for some reason the dolls just didn't sell well, and so they were discontinued pretty quick. I've got them,
though. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure them being at a two-pack, it was like $400. I'm sure that didn't help the sales there.
Fair enough.
You could buy them individually, but they were, like, marketed as, like, oh, you can't just get one, even though you totally could.
Got it.
Yeah.
The only thing that comes to mind is that, like, Felicity's stories did touch on two girls having opposing views because, you know, Felicity was for the revolution and her best friend in the whole world, Elizabeth, their family were English and they were for King George.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they remained best friends even though they had very opposite political views. And I don't know, that's the only thing I can think of where it really touched on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives, I guess, kind of like a peek into maybe what that would be like, because all these girls, even though they're in different time periods, like each story was based on like kindness and empathy.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think at the core, the girls would be mostly kind with each other and gracious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would see it being like, because this is how the books are, a bunch of people who know how to have the hard conversation and then like adjust their life to like based on what they learned, which would be cool to be a fly on the wall for.
It would. Yeah, because Samantha, like, she was dealing with child labor laws. She of course was wealthy and didn't have to go into the factory, but her best friend did. Her best friend, who was a servant, had to leave the house and go into a factory where she was physically abused by machines and by people. And then you had like Kit Kitteridge, who was like, who had very strong political opinions about the economy and capitalism versus communism versus, you know, I don't know. It would be very interesting to have a see what they would have to say to each other.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I would be here for that. Get on it, Pleasant Company. Well, technically, they were bought out by Mattel. Get on it, Mattel. And that's where it all went downhill.
Uh-oh.
I gotta say, the quality of the dolls. Oh, yeah. We'll cut that out. It's fine. Yeah. We'll cut it out. Yeah.
We just, like, have this, like, Senate seat of 10-year-old girls that are, like, talking about the world's issues.
Listen, sometimes, 10-year-old would be right, here for it. You know?
I would definitely be here for that.
Same.
Now, I do have to say, the quality of the dolls, I do believe, was better in the Pleasant Company era than in the Mattel era, because their limbs were squishy, and they were, like, soft and, like, cuddly, versus the Mattel is, like, a hard plastic, and it's just not as, like, yeah, they stand up easier on their own, and they probably don't have to be restrung as often, but, so, they don't feel nice. They don't have the squish.
Yeah, you gotta, like, be able to grab them by the arm and dangle them around.
Yeah.
You don't want
and
to.
Those ones...
And I'm not a doll, like, knower of doll things. You're the experts here. But I hated when they would squeak. It broke the fourth wall for me. Like,
broke the
arm,
wall.
And they're like, wait! And I'm like, you're a doll. Damn, I forgot. You're
up
not
until
real
just
at
now.
All.
You broke my heart and my suspension of disbelief.
Yeah. I'm trying to play here.
No, I have so much to say about the different composition because I didn't realize just how much knowledge I had about all of this until recently. I was like, it was actually when we were taking my mom through the store. I was like, and I was just rattling off, oh, and as you can see, clearly this is just a repurposed Julie. They called her Kira, but they didn't even bother changing her wig out. And I'm like, and then I had to step back for a second, and I was like, what am I doing?
I will say, this all started when you were living in your old apartment, and I came over one day, and I found a bunch of naked dolls with their heads wrapped in duct tape.
Yeah.
And it looked like something out of a serial killer's home, and she had to explain to me, no, you boil the doll's head to get the glue off to put on another wig, but you can't get the water inside the eyes or else it'll rust.
Yeah. No, it's don't even get me started on the process to remove their eyes and replace them, because that is a whole other terrifying.
You got pretty good at it, though.
Yeah, oh, Brittany is great at it. She's the muscle in our operation, and she can really get them in there. Like, you popping them out is easy. Getting them back in and positioned correctly while the head is still boiling hot and you don't burn yourself is hard.
They had a whole assembly line set up. They had a system down. I feel like the Narcos theme song was playing as they were like just doing their thing.
Do you guys have an Etsy shop yet? I know you've talked about that.
No. So I'm trying to decide if Etsy or eBay is better for reselling them, because with Etsy, obviously you just set a price and that's what you get. But with eBay, you know, it can go above that, but that also means that you may not get what you were hoping for if you set it lower. So I don't know. We are in the process. We are about to start like officially listing them. Finally, it's only been I don't even want to think about how long we've had 49 of these little monsters living in my home.
One of them lives in my home now.
That's true. One does live in your home now.
I bought one.
Aww. So she was technically my first sale, and I was like, yay, I can do this. So
nice.
Because here's the problem. With ADHD, when you get a new hobby, you go hard. And sometimes that means that you purchase far too many, and then you get overwhelmed, and you just don't touch it for a few months because you're like, I can't even look at them because they're all looking back at me, waiting for me to do something. And I had them all stacked up on the couch, and they were all staring in vaguely different directions. Wherever you were in the room, one of them was looking at you.
Yeah, that would be haunting. Mackenzie would freak out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mackenzie's terrified of dolls, if you don't know.
Yeah, I found that out the unfortunate way. I'm pretty sure I was just like, look at all my dolls. And they were like, nope, out, bye.
Mackenzie ever watched Bob's Burgers by chance?
I think just like a handful of episodes for the podcast that we did on them.
Okay, there's a whole episode based on American Girl dolls. They're called Special Dolls for, you know, copyright reasons.
Of course.
But Tina's terrified, and they go to the special doll store, and Tina is terrified the whole time. She's panicked. They go to the special girl doll bistro, where they have to pick a doll to dine with, and she's, like, trembling anyways.
I always recommend that episode. It'd be kind of fun to, like, plan an outing with Mackenzie, but not say what's going on. Just be like, oh, yeah, no, we're having lunch with some friends.
Oh, and it's right the American Girl doll bistro.
I don't think you could get them in there. I truly don't believe.
Blindfold.
But there you go.
Tranquilize.
It's a secret. And then just, but what happens if they just shut down like a robot? And then it's like, oh, oops. We broke Mackenzie. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that'd be so funny. I think some dolls would need repair after Mackenzie was finished with that.
Oh, for sure. 100%. What's wild to me is that apparently if you send them into the, if your kid or you have a doll and it gets busted up really bad, you can send it into the doll hospital and they'll repair it and return it to you. Well, they don't actually really repair it. They just give it a new head. So, like, if you accidentally cut the hair too short or something, they're just going to give you a different head. And that's a different doll. I'm sorry. That is not the same doll. If you replace the head, you're replacing the soul.
I'm begging you to open an American Girl doll urgent care.
Ah, there we go.
You don't need the full hospital. Come to urgent care.
Yes.
Yes.
I actually not a bad idea.
And it's like a discount version of
that special doll urgent care if you can't use the
use the license. I love that. It's urgent care.
Yeah, because then it's like it's shockingly easy to replace just about any part if you have some sort of The Addie whose arms are chewed up, I don't think I'm going to be able to salvage her entirely. I think I'm going to have to get creative with it. But for everything else, like if the hair's chopped off, like just remove the wig and put a new one on. If the eyes are gone wonky, just get new ones and put them in. And like there's so many fixes. And yeah, that's an idea. That is a business idea right there.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't know if I could do it as cheap as the doll hospital with shipping and everything.
You don't think that's expensive?
Yes, shipping. They come to you. They drive.
Yeah, they drive the doll.
They wait in the waiting room.
Of course, yes.
House call doctor.
No, Skull Doctor.
Where's the baby?
I want to see the baby.
I'm here. I've got the wigs. I've got the eyes. What are we working with? Although, in all seriousness, getting the scuffs off is shockingly easy. And getting stains off, getting marker off is shockingly easy. If you have acne cream and a magic eraser, you're good.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you're the one that taught me that, because of this refurbishing, you taught me that a magic eraser is really just fine sandpaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's why it gets things off so easily.
Yeah. Basically, melamine foam. Oh my god.
No, keep going. This is good.
Yeah. It's something like that. If you Google it, Google will autocorrect it for you. Melamine foam. Why have to say it twice?
Can you say it again, please?
Melamine foam. Yeah.
Melatonin.
Yes.
Melatonin. Yeah.
That's correct. Some part of that is something. So there you go.
Nice.
But we've been reminiscing and talking about them for about an hour, so we should probably call it on this episode, but if you think this is the last time that you're going to hear about our American Girl dolls, you are sorely mistaken. Prepare yourself, because there is more to come.
Bree?
Yes?
Do you want to... I'm probably going to chop this into two. Do you want to do two endings? And an extra
Sure.
intro?
Can do. Can do indeed. So let me do the first one. But you'll just have to come back again in the future and find out now, won't you? Because this is unhinged and we never know what we're going to talk about, so yeah. So there. Please come back tomorrow, because we will be here and we hope you are as well. And thanks to Nadine for being on the podcast and sharing your knowledge of American Girl dolls. And I will figure it out about Josefina's, but I gotta know about the snake.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yes.
For sure. Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye.